welcome back to Up the Villa podcast and welcome to Transfer Hub. And I've always got a big one for you today. Marco Asensio is linked with a move to Aston Villa. Unai Emery is behind this deal. He's really looking to push for Asensio to come to Aston Villa. And this is the news coming out of Marca, a big Spanish outlet that's heavily connected to Real Madrid. So this is a huge one. It feels like we've shopped in Poundland, we've shopped in Harrods, and now we're going straight to Gucci, and we're going after our marquee Gucci signings. So Marco Asensio, Real Madrid player, has been there since around 2015, and what a player he is. He's technically exquisite. His vision of a pass is absolutely phenomenal. His feet, his reading of the game is tremendous. And he's just one of those players that you just sit back and watch and just enjoy how he plays. His movement is really fluid. He's got beautiful guile. He's just a really, really good player. And you can already see where he would merge and fit into this Aston Villa side. So it's a signing that I can heavily, heavily get behind because it's a position where I feel like we are going to be looking to do some manoeuvring in this central midfield area. So Asensio is one of the players that would really get me really excited. So let's have a little look then, Transfer Hub fashion, at his stats and what he's all about. So Asensio, this season for Real Madrid, has a SOFA score rating of 7.22, which is well above my 7 rating that I like to go for. His attacking is 79, creativity 73, technical 66. He has a market value of 26 million euros, but he is going for free in June. So Asensio, wherever he goes, if he does move in this window, which is up and coming, he will be going for a free. And it's rumoured that Aston Villa will be looking to double his sort of deal that he's got at the minute and would be bidding for an £8 million euro all-round package wage-wise deal. So this season, he hasn't featured as much as what he has done in previous seasons. That's why he's become slightly out of favour. He's played 27 games, started 13, but in those 13 starts, he's still got 8 goals and he's also got 6 assists. If we have a look at his passing stats, he's got 88% passing accuracy, 93% in his own half, 78% in the opposition half, which is really, really high. His dribbling stats, 73% successful dribbles, total duels won 55%, ground duels won 55% as well, and aerial duels won 60%. So you can see all of these ratings are in top end brackets of what you would be wanting for a central midfielder. So when I say central midfielder, we know that Aston Villa play with the double pivot, so he wouldn't be going into that area. But I feel like he would be going into the midfield area to the right of the double pivot, so where McGinn has been featuring in the side. So you can see from that heat map that that is exactly where McGinn plays for Aston Villa as well. So technically brilliant. He's got a great shot on him. He scores worldies. But what I would like to say as well is that when I'm looking at players that are going to be coming into Aston Villa in the summer, what do we need? We need more goals. We need more goals and assists. And I think if you've got midfielders who are out wide, who are centrally, that may be getting 10 goals a season, 8, 9, 10 assists a season as well, that you're going to get into that bracket of scoring a lot more goals, aren't you? So I think that's one thing to keep an eye on. So SOFA score rating really highly, 27 years of age as well. His strengths are his passing and his long balls. If we have a look on Transfer Market, what they value his market value at is around 25 million euros. You can see there that he's won three Champions Leagues as well. So he's just an absolute huge, huge player. And you don't stick around at Real Madrid for all those years if you are not a great player. His value peaked in 2018 at 90 million, and it's diminished slightly to around 25 million pounds. So you can see on here his stats as well over the course of per 90. Shots per 90, 3.59. Assists, 0.39. But it's this bracket here. The passes attempts, the passes success rate is just absolutely incredible. So, Villa fans, let me know what your thoughts are on Asensio. I think it would be a coup for Aston Villa to get him. I think it would be one of those players that that Villa, you know, to acquire someone like Asensio in this window would just be absolutely insane. So if we have a little quick look at what some of his stats like at this season as well, some of his key strengths. So Asensio's key strengths are holding on to the ball, passing long shots and taking set pieces. His aerial duels are pretty weak, but I'm sure SofaScore there have got him so far this season. Aerial duels at 60% won. So I think there's a bit of a contradiction in the stats there. And his defensive contribution, it says there it's weak. He likes to cut inside and he does not dive into tackles. So, yeah, I'm all for this one, Villa fans. I am all for it. I think you can already tell by the rumours and the positions that we're linked with. You know, it's this midfield, it's out wide, bit of a striker vibe. So I just thought I'd just come on and drop my thoughts on Asensio, because massive thumbs up for me, because this would be an absolute brilliant signing. And I think, you know, if we can be savvy and get some brilliant players in for a free. I know it's not technically a free because you have to pay wages and signing on fees, but you look at the work that we've done with Kamara, and that transfer's been a revelation. So you can, you know, if you've got Champions League winners that are coming into your side as well, it just bodes well for the dressing room and the belief and everything like that. And if you've got someone coming in from Real Madrid, then, you know, it's got to be a good player, isn't they? So I think this is something, you know, to keep an eye on. El Mani, who's potentially going to be coming in the summer as well. You know, it all feels like the La Liga vibe, the La Liga revolution at Villa. It's something to keep an eye on. So, Villa fans, like I say, let me know what your thoughts are on Asensio to Aston Villa. Drop a like on this video. Get involved in the comment section down below and subscribe. New concept out at 5 o'clock today as well. Up the Villa.